you say anything about the uptick of COVID cases and new variant?
Yes, I can. Matter of fact, I signed off this morning on a proposal we have to present to the Congress a request for additional funding for a new vaccine that is necessary, that works. And tentatively, not decided finally yet, tentatively, it is recommended that, it would likely be recommended that everybody get it.
The president said in Tahoe that he had tentatively decided to recommend everyone get the new vaccine. When is he going to decide finally?
So as you, I think you've heard from the FDA and CDC, they've made an announcement on the new vaccine. So certainly they said that they will have there'll be an updated vaccine mid-September.
The COVID tyranny seems to be coming back with a vengeance. You've got multiple colleges and businesses now reinstituting mask mandates. You've got people within the federal government coming out and saying the Biden administration is preparing for face mask mandates, lockdown 2.0, all the rest of it. And so you were one of the frontline warriors in pushing back against this over the last few years. In the next couple of minutes, what are your top three things that somebody watching this program can do right now? Like, as soon as they get done with watching this show, what can they do to try to stop this in its tracks before it gets out of control again?
A safety in numbers, which means rally your friends, family members, coworkers, people that work for you. Get everybody together and buy a T-shirt or make a T-shirt. Go out to, a Shopify, make a T-shirt that says, I will not comply, and don't. I mean, if we can get 200 million people in this country to stand and to stand up and say, I'm not doing this again. We have more than 150 different documents that show that masks do nothing. I saw a little meme yesterday. I was trying to re-find it because I thought it was so good. It was a yellow picture of someone that had a mask on. It was a little meme, and it said that what you're doing protects no one and you look stupid. And I think that we need... it protects no one and you look stupid. And I think that as we start seeing all these people start putting on their mask and running around and don't stand next to me, you need to say you're acting silly. I mean, you're mentally ill. You know, we used to take people that had these sort of paranoid tendencies and give them a diagnosis called paranoid tendency and put them on medication. And so we have to use, we have to fight back this time, Alex, with full court press. Yeah, we need to call people names. Yes, you look stupid. People that were so afraid of germs, they used to call it germophobia, and it was an actual mental illness. I mean, we need to let that all go out this time and not worry about offending any of the little snowflakes, not worrying about offending all the woke people. Because if we don't stop this time by just saying no and resisting, we don't have to be violent. We could just say, nope, we are not doing it. And when people show up on, cops or whoever who are doing it for a paycheck against their fellow Americans, I said this the other night, another show that I was on. This had happened last year. There was a place in Europe that these women got together, and there was a big barricade, all the people standing there in their RoboCop uniforms with their helmets and their M16s and looking like, they just stepped off of a of a Star Wars film set. And they stood in front of them with like a mirror, like a 12-inch by 12-inch mirror, and stood in front of them and said, look at yourself. Look at who you've become. Look at what you are doing to your fellow Americans that you go to church with, work with, sleep down the road, sit with at lunch. Look at who you've become. You have become a despicable human being. You're doing this against your other people because you are just following orders. Who are you obeying? You have become a despicable human being. You need to look yourself at the eye and feel guilty about who you've become. Now, they were standing 3 feet away from people. Nobody was touching each other. There was no violence, but they were spewing truth on these people. And in that story, and this is a true story from 3 years ago, some of those people kind of took their helmet off and put down their gun and went over and stood with the women, because it was like it convicted them in their heart that they were right. What they were doing was a becoming a despicable human being, and they didn't like themselves and they weren't going to do it anymore. We have to come up with all sorts of creative ways to stop this from saying, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not shutting down my business. I'm not going to wear a mask. All of these different things. We have got to collectively across the country revolt. We just have to not do it, because if we don't do it this time, Alex, I think we're done, because that means that every time they want to turn the crank, we just roll over and comply, and we're just obedient. We'll shut down our businesses. We'll stay home. We'll mask our two-year-olds. We will, social distance, which is just a high school girl's science experiment. We'll allow them to continually cram Q-tips up our nose. If we don't stop at this time, we will not have another opportunity to stop it ever again.
Yep.
Because they will ultimately have the upper hand.
Yeah. And I'll say it right here, right now, I'm not complying, period. End of discussion. I'm not doing it. We're not doing it. We didn't do it last time. We're not doing it this time. And I hope our viewers out there will prayerfully consider doing the same. Dr. Champagne, it does look like people are waking up. I just saw this week the pro-vaccine fanatics over at the Kaiser Family Foundation did a poll. They found that over 1 in 3 Americans believe that thousands of people were killed by the COVID injections. 25% believe it's been proven that the MMR vaccine causes autism in children. So the tide is turning. People are waking up. I suspect that poll was rigged to downplay the enormity of the awakening we're seeing.
I think the bigger question is, how long will Americans stand up for that kind of nonsense? I hope they're overextending themselves. I hope that we will have large rallies in Washington, D.C. and around the country, which we have not had since we got terrified by January 6th. I hope at some point the outrage will overcome the amount of fear they've instilled in us. If they go there, I just hope the nation really finally finds its backbone.
Yeah, I do too. But before we even get into the UN, Dr. Bregan, what would be your top recommendations for people? Say September they start. I saw today a college campus has announced they're bringing back social distancing and masking and stuff. What would be your top three recommendations for stopping the reemergence of COVID restrictions going forward in the months ahead?
I think people have to start refusing them. I mean, at some point we're going to have to find our freedom, find our individuality, find our free speech. I think, Alex, you and I agree, we are at a turning point in which we could have a global empire run by a combination of the, what I call the Western and the Eastern global emperors, fighting over who's going to run the country, Xi Jinping or Bill Gates or something along that line. And it's really not looking good at all. And the silence has been really deafening to me and Ginger. And I'm sure to you, too, as we look out and see so few Americans having the faintest idea what's going on. We're all going to have to start talking more. We're going to have to start protesting more. And in particular, I think we have to escape the terror they've imposed on us by their response to January 6th and start showing our faces in public again in large, large numbers. I used to be very neutral about pushing people to become reformers and to stand up for themselves because each person has to find their own way in life. But I think it's time now to figure out what your gifts are and bring them to the battle. Bring your gifts to the battle. I think that's what we have to do.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And everybody's got different skills. Everybody's got different talents. We all have different gifts that we can use in this fight. But folks, start using them. Even if you don't have a medical degree or you're not a great communicator, there are certainly things that we could all be doing.
That I just came out of 20 years in the pharmaceutical industry, inside, not a consultant or an analyst, but on the inside, on the medical research side, and I've developed and launched some of the most famous compounds in the world. So I know how the sausage is made or should be made, with regard to oversight, ethics, things like that. But to begin to answer your question, it's a huge question. Let me just say the overarching idea that I want the American people to know right now is that if you think that 2020 and 2021 was a one-off or an oops or anything like that, you're going to be in serious trouble. This is an operation, and it is in full play. It's been created, designed. I've seen the evidence, so there are other experts that are better at explaining that than me. But the evidence shows that this has been in the plan for America and the fallout for the rest of the world for literally centuries. Now, what we've just lived through, if you think they're going to stop there, the floodgates are opened. The courts are compromised. The three branches of government are compromised, not only on the federal level, but most likely in most states at each state levels, three levels of government. This is very, very tricky. People that were good before are now bought and paid for. So we have a very, very uphill climb. This is not guns and tanks. This is when people say this is unconventional warfare, what they mean is people are pretending to be your friend when they're not. People are pretending to be good people in the movement of health, freedom, choice, and they're not. And so the government itself, here's the other part that's very difficult for people to wrap their heads around. Our government right now is gone as you knew it. It is completely gone. And what you don't even have a Congress, okay? And you don't want to look to politicians. I'll tell you what you're not going to do. You shouldn't do. Don't look to politicians. They got you into this. Remember, these are the people up on Capitol Hill. Every last one of them, Alex, has been silent while our military is decimated. The southern border is flooded. It's not immigration or even illegal immigration anymore, Alex. It's an invasion of our country. These people are not being processed on any level. They're being sent all over the United States, and they're waiting. They're waiting for their next orders. Disease, tuberculosis, all kinds of infectious diseases are pouring into the country. And if you notice, one of the reasons why most American cities have higher than ever rates of crime is not just because they defunded the police and they've got liberal Democrats and, you know, crazies running these governments, but it's also because it's a setup for what's to come. And it's also because these people have been flown from the southern border into our cities, given apartments, given money, given ivermectin, and they're sitting there waiting, like I said, for their next orders. What can you do? I'll just give you a broad brushstroke, and then if you want to talk about it in more detail, we can do that. But the main thing you should be doing is what I've been teaching people over the last couple of years on my show, the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. You can find everything I do uploaded on my Rumble. And the whole overarching idea is to start local. Forget the feds. They're gone. You're not going to effectuate any change right now there. But you are going to be able to protect yourselves, your families, and your local communities by working on the local level first. And we can get into that with regard to, I don't want to get too far ahead, but we can get into that with regard to these rumors that are coming out, not even just rumors, but these bits and pieces from different authorities coming out and trying to tell you right now that there's some scary mutation brewing and that you're going to have to start masking up again, social distancing, and probably leading up to a lockdown before the end of this year. So yep. The only way to protect yourself, local. We can talk about that in more detail, but it's local. Start where you are.
Yeah, James, let's dig into that. What does it look like to get involved at the local level? I mean, someone who's watching this program right now, what can they do when this show is finished to get involved at the local level and try to head this off at the pass?
Yeah, that's a perfect question. In fact, I want to give some credit to Colonel Ivan Raiklin, who I recently interviewed. He's a retired colonel in the U.S. Army. He's a former Green Beret. He's an attorney, and he's working on his own dime and his own time to do his part to try to save our country from all of this. And he had some great suggestions that kind of expanded on my principle about starting local. One of them is when you start to see masks demanded of you in local businesses, you basically not only give them the carrot and the stick. First is the stick. You have to align. You have to have large numbers of people to decline and not patronize that business. But at the same time, you have to tell them, look, we know you're under pressure. We know you're getting federal funds and federal directives and things like that. We will stand with you. We will keep your business going if you don't fall to and demand us to succumb to these, you know, renewed mandates, because the businesses have to survive. I don't care what happens to the big box stores like Costco and Walmart and things like that. Hopefully they rot and die. But I do care about local entrepreneurs, half of which are gone now after the first round. And if you haven't seen This is to the audience. If you haven't figured out by now that the first round was definitely intended to take out entrepreneurial small businesses. Why? Because this is a heist. It's a robbery. It's a kill operation that is that incorporates the dirtiest, largest corporations on the planet, run by, you know, money people above that. But there's only one shot left, Alex, and there's only one way to do it, and that's to create your local boundaries, your local planning. You know, when I say prepping, I say it in a realistic way. Not everybody can go to the hills, buy 10 acres, you know, with a stream and a cave on it, and then, you know, get underground and never, you know, hit the grid again. But you can do a lot in between that to protect yourselves so that you don't fall prey, so that you don't have the only thing you can go to is the local Publix or Kroger for your groceries when they're demanding that you wear a mask. Because if we don't shut this down now and fast and early, you're going to be in the same situation. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's in the plan. You're not going to get out another time. There isn't going to be a, you know, relaxing wave in another year or two after more of the population is shot up with a very toxic bioweapon full of many different things, by the way.
I mean, obviously, I'm not encouraging anybody to break any laws, but don't voluntarily surrender your right to not wear a mask or your right to speak about the fact that COVID's not a problem. There aren't issues with COVID, even the way that we saw in 2020. We're not having those issues right now. This is completely unnecessary, and it seems to be completely tied to the election. So don't break any laws, but don't voluntarily surrender your independence. So I would say push back on any stupid mandates that people are trying to push down your throat.
This was never about public health in the first place. This was always about control, and it's not like they've let go of that. It's not like they've changed their minds and said, you know, we're going to let people be free and let them do their thing. So we have here the John Birch Society and the New American. We rely on education and organization. So I would say the first thing that we need to do is help people understand that this is not about public health. I have had quite a few experiences, and even recently, what I call red pill experiences. And what happens is when you tell people who don't necessarily know what's happening, who buy into the mainstream propaganda, but I find that when you tell them something, when you give them a source for to a piece of information that's contrary to what they may believe or what they hear in the mainstream, especially in person, they seem to be more open to looking into that. And I have experienced this over and over. So the first thing is help people understand that this is not about public health. Obviously, we recommend the New American Magazine, you know, Liberty Sentinel. You guys do a terrific job. Of course, we got Alex. He works. He's a senior editor at the New American Magazine. He's done some terrific reporting. And we've done a lot of great reportings, especially since COVID really, really hit. On how this is not about public health. We've looked at the efficacy of masks. We've looked at the simulation history, and we've looked at the destruction that the lockdowns have caused. And of course, this is something even the CDC has admitted. So I think we need to convince people first and foremost that one, these tissue and cloth masks that they're gonna try to gag you with, to muzzle you with, they're not gonna do anything. If you're not convinced, you can look at the patterns of COVID spikes. I did this with my own health director. We had the pattern of these spikes in COVID cases. And I explained, I was like, look, you had this coercion of masks in town and everywhere, and yet you still had this huge spike. So clearly that doesn't work. The second thing I think that we need to do is we need to inform and help legislators, especially state legislators, to know that they need to nullify medical tyranny. Now, this has begun happening. It happened, you know, places like Wyoming and South Carolina. For instance, in Wyoming, they introduced a bill called HBO, of all things, HBO 143. And what it does is it prohibits so-called health mandates. And the way it says is the CDC and the World Health Organization shall have no jurisdiction in Wyoming, and any requirements, mandates, recommendations, instructions, or guidance provided by either organization shall not be used in this state. Now, unfortunately, that kind of went to die. And this was a few months back before there was this resurgence that may be coming around. South Carolina did something similar, and there's probably others out there. But we need to inspire and encourage legislators to draft these bills and to say we're not going to bow down, and we're not going to adhere to CDC and WHO guidelines. That's something, again, when I was speaking to the health department officials in my town here in Wisconsin, they would cite the CDC. You know, the library was one of like the last places to lift its mask mandates. And I'm like, why are you doing this? Even City Hall, whatever. And they're like, oh, the CDC. Are you aware of the CDC's guidelines? And of course, I went back and forth with it. I was like, yes, I'm very well aware. Are you aware of all the contrary guidelines? And like, are you aware that they said something opposite a while ago and this and that? And the last thing is then that we do recommend. I'm sure there's more, but you said three. We're going to stick to three. Work with the local officials, especially the sheriff. And this was one of the most effective ways that we saw COVID tyranny be mitigated. I was blessed to live in, throughout COVID tyranny, I lived in two different places, one in Montana and one in Wisconsin. But I was blessed to live in places where the sheriffs, they were one of those few who said, well, I don't know a few because there was quite a few of them, who said, we're not going to enforce mask mandates. We're not. And so what happened is if you wanted to walk around without masks, you could, and we did. And of course, you know, people, you know, they could get mad or whatever. They may tell the store manager, but there's no teeth behind it. And we saw that work really well. And we saw it work, especially in places where, you know, maybe people are listening and they're like, my state legislator, I'm in a really blue state. Nothing's happening. Well, we saw the sheriffs really come through in California and upper New York and lots of places in blue states. So those are three really simple but hardworking steps I would say that you can take.
Well, first of all, you need to understand that the power lies within you to end this madness now, you and your neighbors, I should say. The recipe and the playbook is really, really simple. You find the bad plan. You find the person or people behind the bad plan. Yeah, maybe your school board or your high school's doing it, but it's like the mean girls, right? In junior high, there's always one or two ringleaders. You zero in on those people. You find out their name. You find out everything there is to know about that person. Let me tell you, if they're pushing a tyrannical communist agenda, they have skeletons in their closet. I don't care if it's they cheated on their taxes or they cheated on their wives or they have a Hunter Biden laptop in their past. You find the data and you put it on blast. You don't blackmail them. That's illegal. But you just put it on blast. That's what we did here in Orange County with the mask mandate. I had our health officer who had been installed for the purpose the month prior researched, and it turned out that she'd worked for 8 years after getting out of med school at her mother's methadone clinic, handing out Suboxone prescriptions to heroin addicts. It wasn't illegal, but let me tell you something, Alex, it did not play well with the 3.2 million conservative, largely conservative people in our county when they learned that that is who our county installed to oversee our public health. And we got rid of her. She ran out of the health officer meeting when I made that known. She resigned the next day after we went in front of her house with our First Amendment signs. And she took her mask mandates with her. So it is just that simple. Never doubt, as Margaret Mead said, that a small group of concerned citizens can save the world. For indeed, we are the only ones who ever have. We have the power. We just need to use it.